Boston is fed up with gang violence. 3 children have been murdered in the past month, most recently 14-year-old Nicholas Fombe Davis in Dorchester. His distraught father says it's time to start treating gangbangers like, quote, the Taliban. Boston police took an unprecedented next step, distributing flyers with pictures of suspected gang members to publicly, quote, shame them. That's the word of Commissioner Ed Davis. Well, Radio Boston's Andrew Phelps wondered if this bold tactic raises any constitutional concerns. He's here to share what he found. Hi there, Andrew.
Hi, Meghna. So if you look at this flyer, and you can see it now at wbur.org/Boston, it looks like a wanted poster, mugshots of young black men with Boston Police Department on top. In red text, it says, anyone with information on these individuals is asked to call Boston Police Crime Stoppers. Here's the thing, though. None of the 10 men photographed is actually wanted for a crime. So the intent of the flyer is confusing.
Well, right, because, I mean, yesterday we heard a report from WBUR's Bianca Vazquez-Tonis, and she spoke with Nicholas Fombe Davis's father, Nathaniel Davis Jr., and he saw one of the people in that flyer that you mentioned and followed what he thought were the instructions. He called the police.
And they said that they're not really looking for him. They're just letting people know that these are known criminals and activities and stuff. But what's the sense of putting it out there like that if they ain't going to do nothing?
Well, Meghna, here's BPD spokeswoman Elaine Driscoll's answer to that.
The Boston Police Department is hoping if community members who are familiar with these individuals, they are self-identified members of a violent street gang, we hope that the community will come forward with activity that they are involved in, because even an anonymous tip can lead to a successful investigation.
So that's the view from the BPD there. But Andrew, has this kind of thing been done before?
Well, Boston police have never taken this tactic with the flyers. And to my knowledge, this isn't being done in any other major U.S. city.
Okay, so what exactly are the legal concerns then?
I called Harvey Silverglade, a well-known First Amendment lawyer here in Boston. He's outraged that more people aren't, well, outraged about this flyer.
That strikes me as being some kind of official defamation. And I was amazed that this use of the police power, which I consider to be an abuse of the police power, didn't raise the roof somewhere. And I think that there aren't many people who are going to go out there and stand up for gang members or self-identified gang members, even if there is no evidence that they've committed a crime.
So, Meghna, Silverglade thinks it could be a case of libel. Now, it's important to note that a printed statement is only libelous if it's not true. In other words, you can't sue someone for being embarrassed by something.
Well, do these gang members have the constitutional right to be in a gang? I mean, my understanding that it's not, but just to be sure, I mean, is it illegal to be in a gang?
No, that's a very good question, though. There's no law against being in a gang. And Silverglade says the First Amendment protects the right to free association as long as there's no collective goal to commit a crime. That would be conspiracy.
But if the goal is simply to get together and organize a gang, or as, you know, when my son was in grade school, he and his friends organized that they called a posse, and it was perfectly lawful because their goal was not to burn down the school, it was to have fun.
So Harvey Silverglade thinks that these young men could actually have a case, but I guess the question is, would they file a suit?
Short answer, probably not. I talked to Carol Rose, executive director of the ACLU's Massachusetts chapter, and she said gang members are easy to target because they're not going to get a lot of sympathy, and they're not likely to sue. Not that that makes for good public policy, she says.
So I guess the overall question, Andrew, is do police think that this flyer strategy will actually work to reduce this kind of crime?
That's the big question. The intent, according to police, is to shame these guys, but we've already heard anecdotally that for some of those pictured, being on the flyer is kind of a badge of honor, so that doesn't bode well. The other goal is to turn the community into a kind of citizen's watch. Carol Rose at the ACLU told me that she doesn't think the flyers will be effective because that might make some in the community mistrust the police more. She says cops should stick to what they're good at and build real one-on-one connections in the community. I should say, though, that Boston police say this is but one of many tools used to fight gang violence. And those alleged gang members on the flyer are only known because of good old-fashioned police work.
Well, that's WBUR's Andrew Phelps. Not a lawyer, but he definitely did his homework. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thanks, Megan. And I should say you can continue this conversation on my blog where it started. Go to WBUR.org/Boston and click Hubbub.
Well, Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.